Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Maron to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Maron at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
I did a clap that time.
Do you know what I was doing?
Eating pistachios.
Which is bad.
It's not that bad, but people don't like us eating, on this podcast.
I'm moving them away. I'm stepping away. I'm now opening a can of Coca-Cola, which I can't figure out. It might be worse.
But can I read you something?
Yep. Oh, God, is it not a... It's not another fan woman talking about how much she's eating.
She does. She says it's from Alex.
Same one, is it?
It is, yeah, but I didn't give her a... I didn't give her a shout-out last time because...
You forgot her name?
Well, I just couldn't find the thing, yeah.
Look,
But
Alex.
She says, hi, Michael, it's me, the one who likes your on-mic munching noises.
Look, step away from my man, Alex.
Has a new fun feature for the show
this
each week. Yeah, do that. She said, I'll rate what you are eating out of 10 for ASMR satisfaction. And Davina, if you could get some more of your whispering in, that would be great. Oh, yeah, is that for me?
Yeah.
Ooh. Sounded like Alka-Seltzer.
Yeah, well... Neat gin.
That was delicious.
thanks, Alex, but I'm not allowed.
No, did you just hear the other voice there?
They're not going to let everybody do anything. Yeah, there's another voice. We've got a guest.
Why don't you introduce her? Because I know her really well.
Yeah, okay. Well, you should introduce yourself, I think. That would be the most sensible thing to do.
Okay. Well, I'm Gabby, Davina's mum.
Yay!
Up
my
in
mum's
town
here.
For an evening out with
and
them.
Do you know how many times we've recommended things that you have told us about? I mean, very, very, very early on, you recommended strip lights inside cupboards.
Yes.
They were so good.
Yeah.
Weren't they? We've used those a lot.
I mean, I've just done the bar with them.
Yeah. Mm. So thanks for that.
You know, this
years of research. I'm always searching and searching on the internet.
So we knew you would be good on this.
You know, this gives me a problem though. Mm. My mum is probably going to need to come on as well at some point.
But I tell you what, when your mum comes on, we need all the Scottish, like Dundonian recommendations.
Okay.
She's going to be amazing.
Yeah, yeah. We'll
She's going to be like the Scottish Tourist Board.
Cholesterol at the end of it all, you know, that's what they like up there, isn't it? That was a joke, by the way, don't want to offend anyone Scottish. Hiya, Gabby, you all right?
I'm very good, thank you, yeah.
Great, so...
Who's going to start?
We've skipped a week, first of all, let's do an apology for that.
Apologies, yeah, because we literally weren't anywhere near each other.
No,
and
we
tonight's
busy.
The only night we're near each other this week.
Yeah, it's busy at the moment. We're going to have a break at Easter, I think.
That might be from next week, actually.
So this might be the last one.
Yeah.
Okay.
For two or three weeks.
But we'll do a little lives and things like that.
We'll
do a few things like that. Very nice to have Gabby with us.
I know.
It's really good fun for me to be here.
You're always recommending things to
us.
We're expecting really big things.
I'm not sure about big things, but I'm always looking for something new. I am always looking for something new.
Yeah, okay, good, yeah. Well, I've got a little backlog of things to talk about. Well, do you want to go first?
I will go first. I've got something that I think you might like, Mama.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, bear with me.
What's quite handy is Davina's not got any headphones on, so she can't hear me eating anything, so I might just secretly eat a few things.
Okay.
Apologies to anyone who doesn't like it.
Have you heard of window film?
Because
I talked about it.
I've used window film.
Yes, but you didn't know it was called window film.
I didn't know.
Okay, so it's a thing. Have you heard of window film?
I used it.
Oh, God. I'm really really thought I was bringing something really exciting. You two, DIY.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm about to use it again, actually. Mm-hmm. You can get stained glass effects.
Oh, this is exactly what I wanted to talk about. So this
You've
is
been
great.
Trumped.
No, but I like the fact that you are using it, because now I know that this is a good thing.
Yeah.
And that if you approve, it must be quite good. There are some really clever, sweet effects. So, say, for example, you've got those clear patio doors, which are a death trap, you know, because people walk in, they walk out, they walk straight into the patio doors.
Have you done it?
I have done it,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay, good.
I've done it in Canada at Trent's mother's house.
Okay. Straight into the door.
Chester's done it really, really badly at the fun fair in France.
Oh. I've seen. Slightly humiliated. Was he all right?
Where did I see somebody?
Why the laugh?
So bad.
Oh no, he cried. But he was six.
Yeah, yeah.
Seven.
I get
he
that,
was so know. Embarrassed. But anyway.
Have you done it, Gabby?
I haven't, but I've heard that people can actually walk through glass like that. Have you heard that? That sounds a bit bizarre.
I wouldn't.
I did it holding a banana milkshake.
Oh no.
Everywhere. Yeah.
Oh no.
It would have been brilliant to see. I was proud of myself.
I saw somebody do it, and they bled. They left blood on the window. Got it. Anyway, so the point is that not only they put a decorative film on a window, but this company, there's loads of different companies. You can get it from all over the place. You can get it for virtually nothing on Amazon. But this company, Brume, B-R-U-M-E, and it's broom.co.uk, have really pretty, nice, interesting decorative films. So they've got, like, a thin kind of strip or little bees that you could just put three or four across a patio window that look really pretty to stop somebody from walking into it. Or if you've got... What type of window is that called, Mummy?
Sash.
It's a sash.
A sash.
Victorian sash.
So a Victorian sash, in each pane of glass you could put like a different kind of floral design. You can get stained glass film, which is so pretty in all different types of colours, to cover various panels. And you can obviously in a bathroom, if you want some kind of privacy, but you still want the light to come through. You know, gone are the days of just boring frosting. This is super imaginative. And
mine's boring frosting.
Yeah, but it's a studio thing.
Yeah.
Do you know what, Mummy? Tell Mummy why you had to put frosting on your windows.
The studio that we work out of is mainly for filming things. And I wanted the studio to look so good that you could point a camera in any direction and it would be nice.
Yeah.
So, you know, if somebody sat there or over there or whatever, it just didn't matter. It wasn't a case of saying, move to this corner because it looks nice. Everything looked nice. Apart from the main window, when your camera panned round, the sex shop over the road became full in the shot of anything that you filmed in one end of the studio. So it just said simplypleasure.com. And I thought, bloody hell, first of all, they're getting loads of advertising. But second of all, it looks like the sign is in our studio virtually, you know.
It was so big.
And although there is pleasure to be derived in our studio, it's not simple.
It's not simple.
So I had to get this frosting. So I bought mine on Amazon. It wasn't very much, I don't think, maybe 10 quid for a couple of metres of it. But actually, it just went on with water. Is that the same with yours?
Yeah.
I sprayed water onto the window, and then it's some kind of static electricity.
Make sure you get rid of bubbles. A bit like doing
bubbles
wallpaper.
Are hard work to get out of, aren't they? You really have to become skilled.
You can use a credit card, but you're basically it's that effect of pushing
the air out. So you have to put it off on one side and then slowly work across. So there's
patience.
Four windows. By the fourth one, I've nailed it. There's loads of air bubbles in the first one, less in the second, less in the third, none in the fourth. But it's a really good recommendation.
I mean, there are birds, kind of cut-out birds that you can put on a wall.
I also like the door numbers that you can put
signage thing. So if you've got, like, a front door and there's a panel of glass above it...
That's what I'm going to do. That's my next project.
This looks so nice, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's got the door number above it. So I really, really like... you know, so a number going above a door, for example, is from £10. Simple frosted on here is from £19, but I do know you can get it cheaper on Amazon. But the kind of fancy pants frosting, which looks so pretty, and it really can change the look of your home.
And the coloured ones give you a wonderful light.
So yes,
obviously,
so pretty.
I'm going to use them on internal windows where you've got borrowed light. Mm-hmm. So in flats, like mansion flats, when you have the very high borrowed light windows.
Yes.
Yeah.
So if you put something with, say, yellow on, you're going to have like a lovely sunny colour coming through. It can change the whole light in the hallway.
That's such a good idea.
And also, if you live in a terraced house, the back windows are sometimes just facing a wall or the house next door or something, aren't they? If you just frost that over, you feel like you live disconnected from people in a nice way.
In a nice way, yeah.
Yeah. Very good. So what's the website called? Broome.
Broome, BRUME.co.uk.
.co.uk. And it's quite a nice thing to not just go to Amazon as well, isn't it?
Yes, you just know. Sometimes.
I know, I did that. I'm looking for a wall light at the moment. And I instantly just thought, I'll just have a quick look at Amazon. And they did have quite a few. And then I went to Dunelm, we were just talking about that, who had some really nice
very
wall
nice
lights.
Ones,
like,
yeah.
Slightly industrial looking and some slightly mid-century things, brass and black and stuff. I was thinking, I never considered Dunelm for lights, but there was some really nice stuff. And I basically just made a deal with myself that I wouldn't get it off Amazon. Even though there are two or three things that are nice there, I will try and spread the dosh around.
I'm always looking for lighting.
Can I quickly talk about Broome Window Film?
Oh.
Is on Instagram.
Yeah.
It's called Broome, B-R-U-M-E, Window Film, all one word, on Amazon with lots of really good ideas. Inspirational things of things that you could do to your house.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, Mama, you know, ideas that you might not have thought about. It's like design inspiration.
Mm.
Great.
What have you got, Gabby? You were just mentioning a book then.
Yes.
I was quite interested in that.
Yeah, I read an article about this book called The Long View, written by Richard Fisher. And it's such an interesting view about the way we live in a sort of short-termism world where everybody wants results instantly. We're all on... It's partly due to social media. It's due to sort of 24-hour news, isn't it? And
oh my God,
he's discussing
whole
that
life.
Whole, everything's about, if it isn't ready tomorrow, we don't want to know.
Yeah.
And that's even whether it's climate
shopping.
Change
or
something you're buying for supper. So I think Richard Fisher's book sounds very interesting. I've ordered it. As I say, it's called The Long View because what he's saying is we need to learn to take a longer view and we need to allow people to have time to get to that point, not to have everything ready. And obviously for any government of any persuasion, that's a problem for them because if they want to try and... If they've got some ideas about how to solve a problem, whether it's climate change or something more at home, we want them to do that instantly in general.
And they're concerned
it can't be done.
Staying in power, essentially, aren't they?
Yeah.
Which is not necessarily the same thing. They need to give people a reason to vote for them again.
Yeah.
But all those long-term problems require loads of sacrifices now, which they don't want to mess about with, right, because they can't. I had this interview with a chap called Phil Collins. He's got the invisible touch. That's a joke. So he was Tony Blair's speechwriter.
Oh, wow.
And I had to interview him for a while, and he'd worked with Tony on and off throughout his career, but a lot towards the end. And he'd said you know, a lot of people went off Tony Blair after the Iraq War, and fair enough, this isn't a campaign for Tony Blair, but he did say towards the end of Blair's political career, he got so good at being a politician, but he was not particularly well-liked at that point. But actually, he'd refined the skills required to play the game brilliantly.
Mm. How many terms
he
was he
fantastic.
In for?
Three, I think he won.
Mm.
And then
I mean, then
he
really can affect...
Brown.
Major change.
Well, you,
right?
you know how it
That's
works
12
intricately,
years.
I think, yeah. But then he was out at that point.
Mm.
So I understand why they do it in a democratic system, is they just can't give people power for too long because everyone goes mad.
They do go mad.
But it's also a shame, isn't it? You know, I think they're only allowed two terms in America. Did Obama
how long
do
are the
two
French
terms?
In for?
I'm not sure.
I thought it was. I think it's quite long, the French.
Yeah, he's been in a while, hasn't he, Macron?
But it's funny, isn't it? I mean, we went to Paris recently, and I remember reading an article about the Louvre there, the big building.
The Louvre
Museum.
It's a museum.
Well, how did you say it?
Louvre.
That's what I said, yeah. But that took about 700 years to build, and it's just this amazing idea that the guy or the girl who starts that building knows that they're never going to see it finished.
Yeah.
You know, where we've no time for that, have we? We're like...
My sister and I were talking about that. Capability Brown, designing all those unbelievable gardens with obviously planting trees, very small trees.
Yeah, yeah.
He never saw that come...
Never saw it come to
fruition, really.
It's amazing, isn't it, that we've no patience, basically.
Mama, say that name again.
Capability Brown.
I don't know Capability.
You don't know
if
what
you're
Capability? He's a good mate of ours. Well, he was dead now, obviously. You know.
Tell me about Capability Brown.
Well, an amazing garden designer.
From
huge gardens in our sort of grand schemes, big acres of grand schemes, and particularly formal layouts, big avenues of trees.
From which era?
Beautiful. Oh,
I'd quite like to learn about that capability. What a great name, Mama.
Yes, I mean, I know of Capability Brown, probably from a comedian telling jokes about him, I think. But it's a bloody great name, isn't it? Can't be his real name. Must be
it's
like...
Oh, wow, English gardener.
Engelbert Humperdinck.
He was Lancelot.
He remains the most famous figure in history. Why is Lancelot Brown called Capability?
He's called Lancelot. I was right.
Great designer, entrepreneur and salesman who became the UK's most famous landscape designer of the 18th century. His nickname came from his fondness for describing country estates as having great capabilities for improvement.
Oh, wow.
That's so great.
Interesting looking.
Great hairdo, yeah. Yes, we could change your name to Menopause McCall.
Oh, my God, that sounds so good.
Sounds
and why
good,
was
it?
She called Menopause McCall?
Well, because she always on gone on about the menopause. Yeah, with great enthusiasm.
Did I just snort?
Yeah, you did.
Sorry.
So I've got something for you two.
Yes?
Here, for your late husband and your late father. I'm very good friends with a jazz musician called Ben Castle. And he's brought out a jazz EP recently.
Tell Mama who his dad was.
Ben Castle's father was Roy Castle.
Yes.
Who was a very famous jazz trumpeter. I mean, I always remember him as the TV presenter.
Guinness Book of Records.
But he was actually more famous for his abilities as a musician, as he was a jazz trumpeter who would play Ronnie Scott's and all that with all the big bands. But anyway, Ben's got lots of albums out, but he's brought out a new album. It's called Ben Castle and the Blar Street Band, and his first song off that album is called Cut Loose, and it features Matt Berry. Do you know Matt Berry? He's a comedian.
Yes.
He's from the Toast of London.
Oh, yes.
And the
Can
song...
Can we listen to some
yeah,
of
yeah.
it?
Yeah, yeah. So the song is essentially explaining what jazz is.
Why is it jazz? Because it's made up of jazz notes, played by jazz people on jazz instruments. Jazz is beginning to reach a new audience. Gone are the days that only old men with beards would attend performances. There are now much younger bearded men in attendance too.
So that is so funny.
It's very funny, but there's some more serious songs in there, so he's just done a version of... Just Take Five.
Oh, great. God, it's an amazing band.
Yeah, I know.
They sound mega.
He is bloody brilliant. And
can
he
I just ask you something?
Utterly fantastic musicians.
It says they're number one.
Take that out on Friday. Where does it say that?
Go forward to what you just looked at.
That?
No, the one after. No, what did you just play before? There you go. Number one.
Oh, number one. It might have been in the jazz charts.
We're number one.
But Ben Castle is fantastic. So he's got lots of playlists on Spotify. And obviously he's in various jazz bands. We went to see him in... Did we go and see him in Georgie Fame?
Yeah, we went to go and see
him. We went to see Georgie Fame and his big band. And Ben was the saxophone player in that. Wow. So good. I'd forgotten how good those big bands are. And also, did we ever recommend Ronnie Scott's to people?
Oh, it's an amazing venue.
It is so good, isn't it?
If you're in London,
you come
into London.
What did you like about it?
Oh, atmosphere is incredible. The minute you walk in the door, I mean, if you go in the daytime and lunchtime, once you're in, it could be the middle of the night in a nightclub. Always, couldn't it?
I basically want to smoke cigarettes when I'm in there.
Yeah.
You know, I don't even smoke.
And I love those tables where you sit right down at the front of the stage.
But the sound in there as well, it's so clear and in your face, you know, in a way. It's just brilliant.
We were in there the night the Queen died.
Oh.
And we left Ronnie Scott's and went and walked down to Buckingham Palace and stood outside Buckingham Palace and just...
It's got lovely atmosphere.
With Ben Castle.
Yes.
So we went with him.
We went to Buckingham Palace, yeah. So you can go and follow Ben Castle on Instagram, the Ben Castle. And it says, can do imaginable things with a clarinet or a saxophone. And the new single from Ben Castle and the Blar Street Band featuring Matt Berry is out now.
I want to go and see them. Are they going to play?
I don't know.
Do you think they're going to play?
He's got a website here, so let's see if they're doing any gigs. He is coming back to Ronnie Scott soon, so he said he'd give us a shout when he was there.
Can I just say that you talking about him describing and explaining what jazz is about... The film La La Land really surprised me in the way that
I've never seen
Gosling does. That's what he does in the movie. Mm. He's for his generation, he's still obsessed, a wonderful jazz pianist and obsessed with jazz, and doesn't understand why the young generation don't get it? And in that film, weirdly, he explains it really well.
Does he in La La Land?
He goes, yeah.
It won an Oscar. I was going to try and make a list of all the Oscar films of the last 20 years, all the Oscar-winning films, I guess, director and the movie itself and maybe leading actors. Because I think, I reckon, it's about 30, 40% of Oscar-winning movies I've never seen, and La La Land is one of them.
Yeah.
I think
is it good?
We should definitely try to do that.
When it started, I actually thought it was... It took me a while to get into it, to get into the story, but, yeah, it's very good, and I just particularly like that point because Andrew obviously would have loved that.
Yeah,
it's just interesting to see his take for a generation who don't get jazz, really, and don't listen to it, and he explains it really well.
There's so much jazz in current modern music.
Yeah, jazz-based, jazz-themed.
Yeah, quite a lot of R&B has got jazz to it and jazz chords and chord progressions in it.
You essentially can't escape it, can you?
You can't escape it. It's everywhere. Who's going next?
You. It's your turn, my
amazing.
Darling. Yes.
I would like to talk about a new TV show that I'm watching, and I am really, really enjoying it. It's on Amazon Prime, and it is called Daisy Jones and the Six. And I was just looking for a series to watch, kind of without you.
Because I'm watching something without you.
We were going to be separate this week quite a lot.
Uh-huh.
And I don't want to waste something on my own that I want to watch with you. So I thought I'd try and find something that I didn't think you would be interested in.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is called Daisy Jones and the Six. Unbelievably, on IMDb, it has got an 8.1.
And does it warrant an 8.1 from what you've seen
so
far?
I'm not sure that it warrants an 8.1. I think it's in the sevens.
Okay.
But I am really enjoying it.
Okay.
I think an 8.1 is something that you would find really good. I'm not sure you would, but I am basically the...
Give me the synopsis there.
Synopsis is, following the rise of rock band Daisy Jones and the Six through the 1970s, it's not a real band.
It's fictional.
I think it feels like it's a bit based on Fleetwood Mac.
Okay. It's
very similar music. Mm-hmm. So basically, the band starts out as the Six, and this guy's the lead singer, and
it's not a girl that's the lead singer.
No, so what happens is Billy Dunn, the Dunn brothers, start the band, and Billy Dunn is the lead singer. He's Sam Claflin, and... they start, but then he has a problem. They fall apart. Their producer, he lets down everybody. And then they try and come back again. And everybody goes, we're not interested anymore. You messed us about.
Okay.
And then this girl turns up and she is a complete firecracker.
Is this Stevie Nicks?
And this is, I think it's Stevie
Nicks. Okay.
And she's Riley Keough. Do you know who she is?
No, I don't think so. No,
Elvis's granddaughter.
Okay.
And there's something about Elvis's granddaughter that is so captivating. Firstly, she can sing like an angel.
Okay.
And she is, in this, she plays someone so naughty and irreverent and free and liberated, you know, 60s freedom.
Mm-hmm. Like Elvis when he started out.
Yeah, I mean, she's got the thing. When she's on screen, you've got to watch her. And in fact, Sam Claflin's really amazing as well. And I've read on the kind of blurb on IMDb that Sam Claflin really overplayed his musical prowess. You know, when you're trying to go for a job and you think, I'll just say anything to get the job.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, yeah, I can sing, I can play the guitar. And he couldn't really do either. And he used lockdown
to learn. Yeah.
And
lots of actors who pretend they can ride horses to get a part and then literally can't ride a horse for the money.
And so he learned how to sing. He played, and actually, I've got to say, when they sing together, they sound fantastic.
Oh,
the music's really nice.
Yeah.
It's all... I've done 5 episodes of 10.
You've done 5 episodes?
Yeah.
Wow, you were in car for a long time, weren't
you? I've been to Lancashire and back.
Aye.
That's is Elvis's granddaughter a singer? I mean, is she starting out as a singer?
She's an actress.
Oh, she's an actress.
But she's a really good singer as well. I mean, I think that was the thing we were just talking about, La La Land, that I thought that they were amazing actors in the lead roles, but they were slightly... I was slightly let down by their dancing. And I thought possibly it would have been good to cast amazing dancers who were good actors.
I love any of those kind of rock... kind of, what would you call it, biopics set in the 70s or the 60s. The Doors.
But they can be awful.
Yeah, I know,
but
I just...
The performing's got to be good.
Yeah, but especially, it looks good.
But in, it's so good.
When they're on the west coast of America and it's always sunny and they're always in the desert smoking joints and stuff. Looks bloody great, that does.
After Jazz, Fleetwood Mac were Dad's favourite band.
Were they?
Yeah.
They're bloody great. I went to see a Fleetwood Mac tribute band called Rumours a few years ago. Wow, they were so good. Like watching Fleetwood Mac, you know.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm going to recommend music as well.
Yep.
And that is, we went to see Damien Rice.
Yes.
And you hadn't really seen him before? You knew of him?
No, I definitely hadn't seen him before.
What did you think?
I was absolutely blown away. And it was interesting because I think I said to you, Mama, earlier, didn't I? I said I was slightly, I was going for you.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
I was going for you. It's for your birthday. Mm. And I knew it would mean a lot to you. And I, you know, I like his stuff, but I'm not, I've never bought anything. I don't listen to it in my spare time.
Yeah.
I've listened to it with you. Mm-hmm. But I was completely blown away, almost moved to tears. Mm. The staging of it was incredible. Mm. The theatrical nature of it was breathtaking. Mm. His voice was amazing. The people he brought onto the stage were amazing. We saw it in the best venue ever. We've talked about it before.
God, so good, that venue, yes.
Oh, my God,
incredible.
It's so good.
So, yes, he was absolutely brilliant. So I've been scouring YouTube for the best Damien Rice concerts you can find, because what he did after the Grand Rex, which we left and went back to the hotel, but he came out and busked at the outside the Rex, and it turns out he does this a lot, where he goes back to the hotel and sets,
so annoying.
And sets up in the hotel foyer and does another little gig for anyone who's around. But I found a gig today on the YouTubes. So it's Damien Rice and a drummer called Earl Harvin, who I'd never heard of. Bloody hell, he's unbelievable.
Is he?
Yeah. And it's just the two of them. And they set up in the Mickelberger lobby in Berlin in 2014. And they'd play for an hour. And there's a whole, you know, the whole of the lobby of the place gets filled out. And I think they do about, let me work out, about 10 or 12 songs. Yeah, so they do an hour and 5 minutes. They do a cover of Prince's Kiss.
Oh, wow.
Which I have to say, you'd think, really? And then I listened to it today, I was like, oh, shit, this is unbelievable. But the two of them together are fantastic.
Great, I can't wait to listen to that.
And he lets himself go because he's quite a delicate singer. Mm. Ironically, he's got a song called Delicate. And he sings very over-amplified, I think, you know, so he can sing and almost whisper the words. So they're deeply emotional. And then the words are very, very powerful. And he puts in some very strange phrases that I've never really heard singers sing before to do with sex and stuff like that. Most songs are about love, but not about, like, breakup sex and stuff like that, unless it's kind of gangster rap, you know. So it's really hook into you in quite a weird way where you think, oh, I just wasn't expecting you to sing that line. It's so personal and intimate, you know. But then there's also various bits in the song where he opens up his voice enormously and then screams these perfectly tuneful songs out at a really kind of aggressive way. There's very few singers that can do that well. Yeah. You know, you can take these kind of rock bands from America, but they always slightly lose the resonance in their voice or whatever. They're trying to hit these notes in a very aggressive way. There's very few singers that can do it well. Bloody hell, I've never heard anything like this.
It blew my mind.
I'll put it on for you later.
Wait, what friend did we make in the lobby?
A guy called Tom. Yeah, we met
Big
a Scottish
shout
guy.
Out to Tom.
What was he doing? We chatted to this guy. He went on his own. His girlfriend didn't want to go. She'd have been disappointed, I think.
Gosh, I'll tell you what. Yeah. So disappointed. I mean, honestly. Mm. And when they went acoustic at the end.
Mm.
Wow.
That's really good.
No amplification at all. Just guitar and voices with no microphones. That's it. And it was brilliant.
He does a song called Astronaut, and he brought out this dancer who had bits of mirror stuck to her chest. And then they shined these lights onto her as she danced, and so there was like beams of light shooting across the auditorium, but not like in a way I'd ever seen before. It was bloody mind-bending, wasn't it? And I thought, that's just a girl dancing with some light bouncing off her, but it was like something from outer space. I was like, wow. Anyway, this concert, if you're interested in Damien Rice and you're looking for a concert, it's called Damien Rice and Earl Harvin, a full show at the Mickelberger Lobby in Berlin. It's 8 years ago. It's had 2.9 million views. And
that's fantastic, isn't
it? It's the Mickelberger Hotel account that it's on. But, wow, it's so good. I've right enjoyed it, so that's a recommendation for you there. Okay, Gabby, where are we up to here? She's making notes.
I'm just thinking I've got to listen.
Yeah, okay, yeah. It's very good.
Yeah.
So, Mama, what are you thinking next?
Well, just thinking back to Michael's point about lighting.
Oh, yes.
Because I'm always looking for different lighting, and in particular, I'm always looking for lighting that looks like art or architecture. Mm. We want something that's totally different. So the design, the whole design, not just lighting your room, but what it looks like.
Just for context, you have moved into a new apartment and that you are decorating it at the moment and
renovating,
making some quite
big
changes. Yeah, so there's walls coming down and archways being put in and all sorts of stuff. But I have to say, you have a really fantastic eye for interior design. Your house that you moved out of recently, I absolutely loved it. I'd have moved into it in a heartbeat and changed virtually nothing about
it. And every single home we've ever lived in, Mama's made amazing.
Have you got an Instagram account? Are you made documenting
You're
going to.
I thought that because at the moment I'm in the destroy phase.
Yeah.
Just destruct and, you know, making a hell of a mess, basically. And then if you post that, people want to know what happens next.
So
like we were talking about short-termism.
They don't
want to wait for weeks and months to see what happens next. So I'm thinking wait till I can actually post some befores and afters to show progress. Or before,
that's a good idea.
Before, middle and after.
Yeah.
Not just the very quick ones, which show you literally the beginning of that. So I feel like it's a bit early to put anything on there. And I'm finding my way. I mean, it's an apartment and it's... But lighting is so key.
It's
I think it's extremely difficult to work out the best way to actually physically light space in all the different moods you want. But the first thing I look for is shape and design of the light fittings.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
They've got to look interesting. I just want them to be different.
Mm.
When you say light fittings, what do you mean?
So pendant lights from the ceiling, wall lights.
What, you mean
that's a light fitting?
The whole thing.
The whole thing.
Oh,
the whole
thing.
How it hangs or how it's fixed to the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of choices out there. So I was just looking at earlier with Davina at one with House Of.
So what is .com. House Of?
So it's very contemporary lighting, which looks like art. It's very simple, clean designs, but they're very sculptural.
The ones that you were showing me looked super affordable.
Yeah, I mean, some of them are quite expensive. I mean, lighting's very variable in cost.
Isn't it just?
It's
quite unbelievable. How is that 40 and that's 300? It's virtually the same thing, you know.
But sometimes it'll be, let's just take brass, it'll be the quality of the brass. If you've got solid brass or you've got something that's going to peel off after a while, you know.
Just on that subject, I've bought some new brass coasters for the bottom of a trolley that's in my studio. And I went to have a look and I found this company that made brass coasters. Casters?
Yes.
And they were $22.99 for four. Or there was another set for $489. I was like, what is that all about? Mm. But there's different qualities of brass, presumably.
Yes,
there?
But not £489 worth.
I couldn't bloody believe it. They were virtually the same thing.
Yeah, no, they're mad.
Okay.
I think you want lighting that actually is a showstopper. So
yeah.
I quite like someone to walk into my space, wherever that is, and be surprised, and be surprised by something I've chosen. And I like to be a little bit controversial.
Yeah, yes, okay.
A little bit,
yes.
You know,
like,
cutting
what
edge.
Has she
just,
done?
Yeah, quite like it.
Cutting edge.
I'm looking for a wall light at the moment. So this place is called houseof.com, is it?
Yeah.
Houseof.com. God, they've got some very
nice
lights
there.
They've
got some very nice wall lights there, yeah.
Okay.
And they've got a sale on.
I need a double wall light. So it's for the salon where people get their hair done. And I've only got one light fitting area, but I want it to have two lights that, that then shine on people's hair.
And they make quite a big deal of being climate friendly.
Mm-hmm.
That they're carbon neutral.
Because they don't, they don't sell bulbs.
And they've
the
got
packaging.
Up to 70% off in their winter sale. You know, Mama, the one you were looking at earlier, the soft fabric wall light. It's gone from £109 to £32.
That's good, isn't it?
So quite good, right? £99 to £29.
Okay, I'm going to have a good look at that tonight.
And I love these.
It's an emergency.
And the brass and...
I like brass and black.
And
like
black.
Contrasty
it
there.
So
it's
nice.
Very nice, isn't it? The other one is... have you had a look at Soho Home?
Yes.
Yeah, there's some nice stuff in there.
Very nice.
It's quite expensive, though, Soho Home.
Yeah.
Can I just say something quickly online while I think about it? Because I was talking to Davina about it. Which is frequently you want to later, at least I do, rather like you now, move my paintings around the house non-stop and rehang them everywhere.
This is brilliant.
I also look at my lighting sometimes after, I mean, I'm not at that stage now, but when something's been somewhere for a long time, I think, I wish I could put a light on that bit of wall there. But you don't want to be digging into the plaster and causing a mess, and sometimes it's just impossible. But they have battery-operated light bulbs now. So you can buy a nice wall fitting, like a sconce wall, any design you want, cut the cord off.
Really?
And just literally put in a battery-operated bulb. So you could just attach it to the wall anywhere. I haven't bought one yet, but I've just been reading about it. I don't know. I just know there's a light bulb.
Yes, I guess you could USB-C charge it or something. Yeah.
They've got remote controls. You can change the
colour off them and stuff. God, that's really good. In about 10 years' time, we won't need cables anymore.
No,
they'll all be gone.
Thank goodness for that.
I cannot wait to not have to wire stuff up.
Exactly.
And like you say, channel stuff out the wall and all the rest of it.
Such
I can't bloody wait to get rid of all that.
I mean,
that's called
amazing.
LED magic bulb there.
Oh.
But it's such a good idea because you do want to change your lighting after a few years or have something somewhere on the wall where you haven't got any.
So. And especially wall lights, which are kind of quite a quiet light, quite nice, atmospheric. Or picture lights.
Well, that's where they show
battery
them.
Battery operated. Oh my God, amazing idea.
Yeah.
Very good. I'm excited about lighting because I'm forever trying to do the basement with new lighting, as you know. I bought these little lights that I put into plants. Yeah. So you put them into plants and then obviously you turn them on and it lights up the plants, you know. So I just chuck them the soil bit of the plant. Yeah, it's bloody great. I've got a shout out here that I'm going to give. This is from Tim Madeley, who got in touch with me. So after the last episode, I talked about this program that I've started to watch called Vintage Voltage, where they take classic cars, turn them electric. So they take the engine out and all the other bits and pieces and completely, you know, change it for an electric motor and a lot of batteries. So you can have an E-type Jag that runs as reliable and as sophisticated as a Tesla, you know. I love this thing. Anyway, Tim got in touch and he said, I manage the Electric Classic Cars YouTube channel. And myself and Richard have just listened to the Making the Cut podcast, where you said many kind words about our channel and the work that ECC do to transform iconic classic cars to electric power. You and Davina would be very welcome to come and visit the workshop.
To have a Ferrari.
Yes, I know. And see some of the cars are there. Sometimes we could also take you out for a spin in some of the finished vehicles. I mean, I would bloody love that.
Yeah, that would be so exciting.
Anyway, it turns out they're in mid Wales, so we are going to have to
go.
We're going to have to go camping or something.
Because
I don't quite know when and we do that, how we do that, but he said, if you ever find the time
really
to visit,
really want to go.
Love to hear from you. Tim Madeley. So, first of all, thank you, Tim, so much, and thanks, Richard, for making such brilliant content for me on YouTube. I say it's for me because I'm watching it. God knows, but I will get in touch if we ever get the chance to go to Mid Wales, or maybe if you're working there one day or something, I could tag along.
I go to Wales quite a lot,
I can't even remember the last time I went to Wales.
Yeah, I go to Wales quite a lot because of long-lost family and takes me all over the place.
It really does, doesn't it?
Really it? Does,
you're always
yeah.
going all over that bloody place. But I've just noticed that the electric classic car thing, they've just released their final video, or it's part five of the transforming a Ferrari Testarossa, which is my favourite childhood car.
Yes.
They're turning it electric. And I've been watching episode four now four times because I'm desperate for episode five for when they actually put the motor in it and make it go. Anyway, I've just noticed it came out about 2 days ago, so I'm looking forward to that. So if you're interested in that, go to YouTube channel and have a look.
I wonder if I could get in and out of one now.
Yeah.
Sadly,
me too,
sadly, I think I've missed the window completely on a Ferrari.
Yeah. I've got one thing to finish with.
Okay, great. And then we'll do a few shout outs.
I want to talk about, it's a brand called Nicks and Kicks. It is a drinks brand.
Oh, yeah.
And there are very few new drinks brands that blow my mind. And we always recommend them on here. And the person that always introduces me to those new drinks brands is Chester.
Yes.
Chester's mad. He's forever picking up different brands in the supermarket and thinking, oh, I'll just try that, and he'll buy a can of something. And I very rarely like anything that he buys because either it's got no flavour at all, or it's too
sweet.
It's too much, or it's like an energy drink and I just can't I've got too much energy as it is. I don't need a drink to give me that. But this is called Nicks and Kicks, and there was specifically a drink that he got me to try, which was the cucumber and mint. And it does have, I think, a caffeine zing. No, cayenne zing. So it had a slight kick to it, like cayenne pepper.
Oh, cayenne in that sense.
Yeah.
Wow.
So the drinks are mango and ginger, and they've all got these ones, a cayenne zing. So mango, ginger, blood orange and turmeric, watermelon, hibiscus. They sound really kind of health, 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 but I absolutely loved it. And it's got lots of great reviews. It's got a soft drink that's less sweet than most with plenty of flavour to keep your taste buds happy. Because normally a soft drink with no sugar or very little sugar is a bit bland.
It is.
But this really is, that Metro said, fast becoming my favourite grown-up soft drink brand. Great in a cocktail and a mixer for spirits. It's really good. And I'm always trying to find something that's sugar-free, that's not full of sweeteners.
And not too fruity. They all started off being just too fruity.
Exactly. Mm. And fruit's obviously too sweet. A ton of sugar as well, isn't it? Addictively tasty, says Time Out. You can get them everywhere, all major stockists.
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
The kitchen.
The kitchen.
The living
the bathroom,
room. Everywhere. A Lynn joke there. Sorry, folks.
And they star 4.8 on Trustpilot.
Mm-hmm.
And they are on Instagram, Facebook, and everywhere. They're called Nicks and Kicks. Nicks and A-N-D, Kicks, K-I-X, on Insta. And they've got 18,500 followers, but they're really, really good. I can't recommend them high enough. Yummy.
Oh, great. How are you? Have you got anything else?
I've got anything else, no.
No, well, that's all right, because we'll probably shout-outs.
You're going to love the shout-outs.
Yeah. So this one is anonymous. She says, I'd like to make an anonymous request, if I may. So I'm not going to read her name out. But it says, hi, both. Love the podcast. For the broad subjects that you cover and always something of interest, it's like chatting over coffee with friends. Thank you. I'd like to make an anonymous request, if I may. As this next subject, I find that no one ever wants to admit to. I'm late to catching up on episode 10 in the gym, and Davina mentioned Lorraine Candy and a book on teenagers.
Yeah, she wrote she wrote a fantastic book, Lorraine Candy. I'm going to look it up now for the actual name.
Our listener here says, by coincidence, I've just bought a book called Teenagers by Rob Parsons, which I'm really enjoying and finding really helpful and reassuring. But if you have a recommendation for another, I would be grateful to hear about it.
So this book by Lorraine Candy is called, because she's got, we often speak to each other on the phone about our teenagers, and she's very, very good to talk to about it.
Do you speak to her on the phone?
Yeah, I love Lorraine Candy.
Oh.
It is 101 Things Only Mothers of Teenage Girls Know.
Okay.
So it is about teenage girls, but really... I think this book by Rob Parsons is a kind of general. I've got one thing I could say to you, anonymous lady, that really helped me, that was a tip from my friend Katie, who's got four girls who I really think are lovely, well-brought-up girls, and I thought, how did you do that? And she said, she's also been a social worker, and she now works with kids who are struggling at school, who are difficult, and that teachers aren't, you know, want to help, and she helps them in lessons. So she knows a lot about teenagers, and she says, never say no to a teenager. And I said, what?
Yeah.
What do you mean, never say no to a teenager? That sounds very counterproductive. And she says, always come to the table and be prepared to negotiate, because they are nearly adults, and they deserve to be heard. And also their opinion deserves to be heard and taken into account in terms of the family dynamic. And I thought, wow, that is so true. After 14, I think there needs to be more autonomy in the family. And I started using that, and I, you know, started negotiating and pick-up times from parties or negotiating about food or cinema and saying, what do you think? Do you want to have an opinion on this? So they felt more involved in the family. And it has meant that actually I don't remember one single time in our family where I have had a moment where somebody slammed the door in my face and said,
I hate you, or I can't, you know, I can't believe you, won't let me do that. I've never had that, because I will always listen. And sometimes I will concede, and sometimes if I do that, they concede a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a two-way thing.
Mm. No, you're very good at that.
Mm.
Yeah, there's a funny experiment about those two, those rats that they get to wrestle. So you know that one where they get a big rat and a small rat, and rats like to wrestle quite a lot, and the big rat wins, but every four times the big rat will lose on purpose, so the little rat will continue to play. Did you know that?
That's interesting. No, I didn't.
Yeah, yeah, because he realises if he just can keep winning, the little rat just thinks, well, what's the point of even playing? I keep losing. So he lets him win every so often. And there's something about that in the negotiation with somebody, is that you have to lose from time to time, otherwise they just stop negotiating with you at all.
Mm. And that would be really sad if your kids didn't
want
to. Well,
I guess that's when kids go to ground and they don't talk to you, and then they start getting secretive and all the rest of it. Thanks for that, anonymous lady. somebody called Sarah here has, let's see if I can get it, Sarah Detheridge. Has said, Davina will like this one, as she loves a smiley face thing, and it's for a good cause. So it looks like it's some kind of...
Hoodies for Heroes.
Hoodies for Heroes.
Oh, great.
Smiley faces on them.
Oh, my God, they're everywhere.
They're everywhere.
Hoodiesforheroes.shop.
Oh, I like that. Fuzzy smile crew neck.
It's an American website.
Mm-hmm.
Hoodiesforheroes.shop, I would imagine. What does the money go for? To go back to the top, the American Humane Society... the International Association for Suicide Prevention, and it supports lots of different charities, including one for domestic violence and Food Bank. It's an American charity, so it is. But I wonder if there is a British, pound sterling option that you can see.
Oh, there is. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you can buy things in the UK, but it looks brilliant. So thank you so much for that.
Thanks, Sarah. Louise Roundtree says, History Hits 124 is one I've just discovered, showing clips of, for example, Paul McCartney talking about the origin of a song, Marlon Brando on why he didn't accept his Oscar, Liam Gallagher on how a hammer blow to his head switched on his love of music. So this must be a little history Instagram page, which seems to do with art and music and stuff like that. Instantly, there's David Bowie. And there's Emily.
Oh, I love that. That's good, brilliant. It?
Marlon Brando there.
Show Mama.
So it looks like a good Instagram account, folks, called History Hits, which Dan Snow might want to think about suing, because, you know, he owns History Hit. Put an S on the end and get away with it.
True.
It's outrageous. I'm only joking, by the way, but it's followed by Dexter Fletcher and Joe Wiley, this account. So that's got to be good, hasn't it? It's got their
really
endorsement.
Cool.
History Hits 124. It's a brilliant recommendation. Thank you very much, Louise. Do you want to do one?
I've just got the news that we are once again in the top 10 Sunday Times bestsellers list. I say we because you and
this
me...
This podcast?
No, sadly not, but...
Your menopause book.
Yeah, very excited
Great.
About that.
Yeah, well, it's because I contributed, yeah.
Yeah, it is. 23 weeks.
Well very done. Good. Congratulations.
So, Rachel Howe. Hi, Michael and Davina. Me again, loving the podcast as it whiles away the commute as I drive across the South Downs to work. Only a little recommend from me today, but I love this Instagram account. And this is a teacher in Australia called Luke, who teaches, in his words, tiny humans and is adorable and hilarious. It is iam.mrluke. Love, Rachel. I'm going to have a look right now. iam.mrluke. Teaching tiny humans in Adelaide, South Australia. I also enjoy making digital content. The content I create is predominantly about my life as a male teacher. Okay, I'm going to have a quick look at TikTok.
Luke, did you know you can have a nightmare and die? Sorry, what? You can also die because you get sick. Oh, yeah, I guess sadly that's correct. But sometimes, Luke, you just die. Luke, you could die today. Well, I hope I don't.
This is kids talking to.
Do you remember, Mum? I'm going to show our age now. Mm. He's really... That's a really, really good recommendation. And he seems absolutely adorable. Mm. I'm going to follow him on TikTok right now. Do you know who that reminds me of? Joyce Grenfell.
Yes.
And he's not really your generation, but Pippi must have paid you that.
Pippi did. Yes. And Joyce Grenfell had a record, I think.
Yes, she did.
And George Don't Do That was one of my favourite books ever, where she did exactly that. She did the voiceover of what the kids in the class would say.
And it starts with George at a nativity play,
great.
Sticking his finger in a radiator and then not being able to get it out. Anyway, absolutely brilliant. That was a brilliant, brilliant recommendation. I am following on TikTok right now.
I hope it's on Insta. I can't do TikToks too much.
I'm going to look now for you.
Please do. This is a recommendation from Tracy Wong, and it says AKT deodorant. And then it says, you will love the backstory of how this was created by guys in the West End in their kitchen. It's the best natural deodorant I've ever used, and it really works. It's so good, I feel the need to share, as this would be devastating if they ever stopped making it. It's a holy grail product.
Oh, wow. This is... I have
Tracy,
never heard anybody talk about a product so...
I've just read about that. Or heard
have you?
About
have
it.
You?
Yep, today. And I'm just thinking...
Today?
It's quite weird, isn't
Maybe
it?
Maybe that was on Insta.
I did read it, though, with a certain level of gusto.
No, I know, but it's a holy grail product. Yeah. Is a
I put
big
a lot of
way
emphasis
to finish.
Into it.
It's the one I saw. It's a really lovely design, so the design of it is
it
itself
it?
Beautiful, and that's what I'm like about design.
I treated that recommendation with absolute respect, Tracy. So he's on Instagram. Great. 663,000. Wow.
It looks
so
amazing.
So just tell me, what's it called? AKT?
AKT deodorant. And then finally, from Claire, 06 Claire. Hi, Davina and Michael. Missed you both this week. Yeah, sorry about that, Claire. Could I recommend The Night Agent on Netflix, an FBI thriller? Very watchable and great to binge watch. Looking forward to hearing you next week. You can recommend that, Claire, and I would love to watch an FBI thriller. I think thriller is my favourite genre.
Yes, I love a thriller.
Oh, I like horror, but, like, I know you don't. And I like drama, which is pretty good, but I want to be thrilled.
But you don't want to watch it with me.
I mean, you're quite... all over shop
my
when we're
favourite
watching it.
My genre is all about spies and spying. Oh. And the whole... anything to do with spying.
Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy is brilliant. One of the best films they made, whoever they are. I love Gary Oldman in that. The whole thing, everything about it. Sorry, what were you going to say?
No, nothing. It's good. I've just looked up AKT deodorant. Mm-hmm. It's plastic, aluminium... and cruelty and drama free. It's got.
Is it thriller free?
Only 100% plastic free and recyclable natural deodorant balm that performs. It is a balm.
A balm? So you cream it on your pits.
Does it show you the packaging there? You look Yes. That's okay. Maybe that's not the one I saw.
That's
nice.
Really interesting.
The
it's
ensemble
got,
set. I like, look
it's
at that.
Got like paddles and stuff that you can use the balm.
Oh, so you can like smear it on, like spreading butter
on
toast.
We would. I'd use my hands.
Yeah, we're pretty
But this looks really, really good. I'm going to buy some now.
Thanks very much indeed. Thanks, Gabby, very much for joining
Gabba!
Us.
Gabby!
It's always nice when we have a guest on, isn't it?
I love it.
I know, it just...
That was really good fun.
Takes the pressure off, because it's such a high-pressure podcast to make this, that having somebody else here is a joy.
That was very enjoyable.
We're all going to go out for dinner now. What would you most like to eat tonight, do you think, Gabby?
Something fishy, I think.
Oh, really?
Ooh, there's a nice fish.
Yeah, they've got
like a sea bream or
nice
a sea bass.
Salmon. They do this thing next door, which I was a bit disappointed about. It's called Italian fish and chips. And I was like, I love that. And she went, it's not actually fish and chips. I was like, what is it?
What do you mean? What is it?
And it's like, it's zucchini frittiti. Frittiti? No, he's the director of that film, isn't he?
It's like Nefertiti.
Yeah. And it was things like squid and prawns and bits of fish that had been battered. And they called it Italian fish and chips. I almost said, take this away.
Yeah, you can't call it fish and chips.
Did you order it?
I did order it.
Did you? And you ate it?
UK.
Like it came to your...
I ate it. And I was like...
Were you so disappointed?
I was really disappointed. I'm not going to say where we're going, but...
No.
But I think I'm going to have myself a steak. What do you think you're going to have? Chopped salad. She always has chopped salad. And on that bombshell, ladies...
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to The Full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to The Full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Gents, thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.